From NPR News, it's Day to Day. As we mentioned earlier in the program, there's some good economic news today that's helping the stock market recover a bit from yesterday's steep losses. The government reports that orders for durable goods, things like furniture and refrigerators, were up in June. The increase was definitely not expected given the current sluggish economy. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us. And John, what are people saying about why manufacturing has turned around so strongly?
Well, you know, they're not really sure. I got a lot of different explanations. These orders for big ticket manufactured goods were strong across the board, up 0.8%, although that number got a big boost from especially heavy defense orders. If you take out the tanks and the planes and the weapons, the overall picture wasn't quite as rosy, but still good. Some say this is the afterglow from the government stimulus checks that went out in May. Consumers must have waited a few weeks and then went out and bought a new computer or a dishwasher with their $600. Others point to the influence of the weak dollar. That's been a real boost to American exports. So part of this could be that foreigners have been placing orders for manufactured goods because they're attractively priced in this country. It seems to be a combination of several economic trends.
So what do we make of all of this? Is it a stretch to say that the economy has hit bottom and now we're heading for a recovery?
Well, nobody can say that quite yet. 1 month's orders report does not a trend make. Plus, there was also a sobering reminder today of the problems posed by the sinking housing market. Sales of new single-family homes dropped again last month. That's the seventh decline in the last 8 months, down by a third from a year ago. It wasn't as bad as had been expected, and there was one bright spot. Inventories of new homes declined, which means we may soon see more demand for new houses. But Peter Morici, an economist at the University of Maryland, doesn't think that'll happen soon.
Housing will remain a headwind through 2009. There's simply not enough mortgage money available to give the housing industry a real lift. We're going to see a lot more foreclosures work out over the next several quarters. So it's going to continue to be a tough time for realtors and home builders.
John, I understand there's also some new information out today about what the American consumer is thinking about the economy.
Yeah, that's right. The respected Consumer Sentiment Index put out by the University of Michigan came out today, and it was up, surprisingly, although not a lot. It was up from a 28-year low also, so you can't read too much into this. Here again, the reason seems to be those government stimulus checks gave people a sense that they just might be able to cope with gas prices and the dropping value of their homes.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.